Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, everybody. Welcome to a Monday morning edition of Saints Happy Hour Podcast. Andrew, I'm officially 44 years old today. Had a lovely weekend in New Orleans. Got Happy drunk birthday, at my brother's. Man. Drank some top shelf bourbon, some top shelf Cabernet that my brother's husband likes. It was a fantastic weekend, but I'm old and I can't handle my liquor like I used to.
Yeah, well, it gets a little worse every year, but happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you. So today's topic, I want to talk about Marcus Davenport because he's a guy that he's sort of Saints fans. They like him. He's produced a lot, but he's controversial because they gave up a ton to get him. He's shown flashes. We said last year he was the key to making the defense, turning it into a really good defense to a great defense, because if you have Cam Jordan and you had Marcus Davenport rushing on the ends, you could do some damage. It looked like for a minute that he was going to progress to that, but then he got hurt again and he was out for the playoffs, obviously. So we'll have to see where he is. But my first question is, 2 years in, how do you grade him so far?
Well, we knew he was going to be a little bit raw coming into the league. I would say the most exciting part for me is that he has been a lot better against the run than I expected. So he has been a lot more diverse in his abilities. And to me, I don't really have a problem with him being on the field regardless of down and distance. So that's different from Junior Gallette, who was an elite pass rusher for a minute there with the Saints, but he was a liability against the run. You could point to some other players that are like that, but for me, Davenport, that's been maybe the positive, is that there's not a ton of holes in his game other than just he needs to polish his technique and stuff. Now, pass rush wise, he probably hasn't developed as much as I'd like, but it's important to remember that if you look at Cam Jordan sacks, he had one his rookie year, and he had eight his second year. So he had 9 through 2 years. Davenport has 10.5 through 2 years. He had 4.5 as a rookie and 6 this past year. So, you know, he's missed 6 games. He missed 3. He's played 13 in his rookie year, and he played 13 his second year. So we don't know how many sacks he would have had if he had played in those 6 games, but I think obviously in year 3, what I'd like to see from him is better health.
He'd have been close to 10 because they were getting after Tannehill and that garbage quarterback for Carolina, who I forget his name.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, so maybe he would have had 10, but I think when you invest 2 first-round picks in a defensive end, you're counting on him being a double-digit sack guy. And if you look at the truly elite players, like the pass rushers like Von Miller and Khalil Mack, you know, they've had good rookie years where they'll get like 7-8 sacks, and then they get to 12-13 in year 2. So you see a big jump for guys like that. I don't know that Davenport is ever going to be comparable to those guys, but, I think usually in year 2 you make a big jump. I mean, we saw a little bit of a jump from Davenport, but I think if the light's going to come on, this feels like the year. So I really think he needs to be a double-digit sack guy this year to justify the fact that you've given up 2 first-round picks. And I wouldn't call him a bust if he's not that, but I would say he's a disappointment considering you've given up 2 first-round picks.
I mean, the only defense that I say about Marcus Davenport if he doesn't become a double-digit sack guy is the Saints. Their theory on the trade was 100% correct. In that 2018, they said, look, we're going to be fucking awesome in 2018. So the 2019 first we're going to give up is going to be pick 25 or lower. so we can make this move because we're going to be awesome. And they were 100% correct on that. You can say, oh, they got some breaks, whatever. But no, that was the calculus. We're not going to be giving up a high number one pick in 2019. It worked out. It worked out almost by any chart measurement you want to use. It worked out almost exactly the correct amount to move up what they gave up. People at the time thought it was crazy, but they just ended up being really good. So
I think if you look at his production through 2 years and you ask me, is that worthy of the 14th pick in the draft? I would say probably not. I would say his production right now is maybe in the early 20s, you know, is what he's produced so far. But if he becomes a double-digit sack guy, then you would say, hey, he might be a top 10 level player. So I think we have to kind of wait and see with that. But I would say I probably wish that he had done a little bit more than he has so far. But this guy is not falling. The house isn't on fire. And I think we've seen enough growth from year one to year two that if he can continue on that path, the Saints have a really good player.
Do you think, because of his injuries and his issues the first year, do you think the Saints might chase a pass rusher? They sniffed around Robert Quinn last year. And oh, by the way, Robert Quinn, I didn't realize this until I was listening to Mina Kine's podcast. He's a guy, he feels like he's old and past 30. He's only 29, even though it feels like he's been around forever.
Been in the league for 50 years, and he's only 29 years old. He's a Highlander. He's the Highlander of the NFL. The only way he gets older is you have to cut off his head. But you mentioned Quinn, but they also poked around at Ziggy Ansah. So,
yeah.
I think the only thing that would maybe stop the Saints from getting after a pass rusher is if they feel like they really like Granderson and they really like Hendrickson. Like, if they got enough out of those guys last year, because I thought both of them played well in spots. If they feel like they have enough potential and talent there that they don't need to desperately try to go find pass rush, then maybe not. But, I still think they want to have a good rotation. I mean, Mario Edwards was a good find too. So I think they have depth there. I'm not so much worried about depth. I just really think they need Davenport to be 10% better.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah, and they to me, you can never have enough pass rush and you can never have enough corners. And my thing with Hendrickson is he's a great rotation guy, but he's only going to be as good as the person he's playing against, in a sense of he rocked it versus Minnesota because Minnesota's offensive line and their tackles are shit. So Trey Hendrickson, he goes 1,000 miles an hour all the time. So he's in such good shape. When he plays an average to below average tackle, he's going to look amazing, right? But I think I'd love somebody better as the third defensive end. And if Davenport's hurt again this year, Andrew, I don't necessarily think you move away from him and you're like, we're done with him, trade him, get what you can get. But I think going into free agency the next year, you're like, we got to get a guy, we got to draft a guy, because this dude has 3 years of never being healthy.
Well, that's the thing. I think, remember, he's played 13 out of 16 games. I mean, that's still pretty good.
Yeah.
If you have a guy and you're like, well, this guy's going to miss 3 games this year, I think if it's under 12, that starts to feel like you're not getting your return if he's playing less than 12 games. But, you know, 13 out of 16 is decent. I would just say that he really needs to continue to at least play that much, and it would be great to see him play 15 or 16 this year. But you're right. You know, if we only get 8 games out of Davenport this year, it starts to feel like bust territory.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, we'll just have to see. You know, and the thing about the Saints, underrated thing, you know, because Cam Jordan, we didn't know about his abductor getting torn off the bone. But last year, Davenport got hurt. Cam Jordan got hurt. Sheldon Rankins went into the season hurt, recovering from the Achilles, never really got right, went on IR. Mario Edwards was nicked up a little bit. So their defensive line really got hit pretty freaking hard with injuries. So maybe they're due to just, it'll be another, you know, every year, Andrew, it's one position, right? One position gets crushed with injuries. So maybe the defensive line will turn it around and they'll just get some injury luck.
Well, let's hope so. I think overall the Saints have been okay in terms of their injury luck. I can't really say they're a team that's been decimated. I mean, they've had some issues on the offensive line, and obviously they got hit pretty hard in that San Francisco game. But overall, Breeze went down, so you know they did get hit at some points last year. But I never thought they had an injury that sunk the team. So in that way,
yeah.
I think they have been fortunate the last couple of years, but you know, if you were to tell me right now, I mean, this is why you have depth, I guess. That's kind of my point here. And look, if you're counting on Hendrickson and Mario Edwards to be your guys, that feels a little thin. So they need Davenport. They need him to be durable, and they need him to last. And they need 10 sacks out of him. I mean, they need him to be that kind of guy. When you give up 2 first-round picks, he better be that guy, and he hasn't been yet. So I feel like when you look at him as a player, he's a guy that may become what we want, but the door is kind of closing. We need to see it in the next year.
Yeah, and that's a good way to end it. We just need to see it. So I want to make a birthday request since it's my birthday. Guys, sign up and support this podcast. This episode was free, but sign up, $10 level. Andrew, you sign up at the $10 level. You get a koozie. You get a magnet. You get Andrew. Whenever they sign a free agent, Andrew's going to grade that player's 2019 season and tell you if it was a good or bad move by the Saints, and not just talking out of his ass. He's going to actually review 16 games. But the most important thing you get is we have a Mardi Gras Cup, Crew de Taysom. It looks fucking amazing, and all current and future $10 a month patrons, you get it. You sign up, you get it. And here's another thing, Andrew. When you sign up, try us out for a month. We don't charge you until the first of the month. So sign up, try us out for March. If you don't like us, cancel it March 31st. You don't even get charged. So you get a whole month of it free. So sign up, try us out. We're the best Saints podcast anywhere. We're the best daily podcast. We're giving you all the best Saints breaking news. We're first. When you need us for free agency, we're going to be there, okay? So for Andrew, I'm the birthday boy, Ralph. We will see you tonight on The Big Show.